from parts unknown. It's the Pigskin Pariah, the one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
Welcome to the Coach Tony Franklin podcast, and for the first time ever, the Coach Tony Franklin podcast is going on the road. That's right. For the next several months, I will be traveling all across the country. I will be presenting the Badass Offensive Coordinator Boot Camp all over the country. These are 1.5 to 2 days exclusive invitation-only boot camps. If you're interested in becoming the best offensive coordinator in all of football, and you want to learn from a system that has created millionaires and championship coaches and NCAA records and state records all across the country, if you're interested in one of our events and you want to know if there's somebody coming near you, if I am coming near you and you want to be trained by the best, very simply, email me, coachtf@gmail.com. Say, Tony, I'm interested in a Badass OC boot camp. I would love an invitation. Let me know where you're going to be next. In the meantime, go to coachtf.com, look at our written testimonies and our video testimonials, and I think by then, if you're serious about being the best offensive coach you can be in football, you'll want to check out one of our traveling Badass OC boot camps coming near you. Reach out to us ASAP. And now, the Coach Tony Franklin podcast. Grab a hold of your seat and get ready. Here we come. One of the things that every single badass offensive coordinator in the history of the game is good at is what Hal Mumme basically made famous a long time ago, where he talked about, very simply, we just look for grass. And a lot of people made fun of him, and a lot of people said that's stupid. A lot of people said that just shows that he's not very smart, when in reality, it was genius. Because what looking for grass is simply what every single football coach in the world has ever done. They just labeled it in some other form or fashion, and then they've made something that is very easy seem very complicated. And it used to be that, and it still is in a lot of circles, it used to be that if you couldn't come up with some profound explanation as to how you coach football, then you weren't very smart. But in my opinion, the best offensive coordinators, the badass offensive coordinators, they make the game simple. They don't make the game complicated. And that, again, is where Hal Mumme was genius way before his time, in my opinion. And I don't know if he was the true creator of we just very simply look for grass, or if he stole it from someone else. It doesn't really make any difference. He's definitely the one that made that verbiage of looking for grass important. But I think that a badass offensive coordinator has to do more than look for grass. He also has to create grass. And what exactly do I mean in the difference between looking for grass and creating grass? Well, that's what today's podcast is about. Looking for grass and creating grass. So what exactly does grass mean anyway? Grass very simply means that you've got 11 defenders out on the football field. They can't stand in every patch of grass across the field or in depth. If you're on the 1 yard line, it's what I used to say all the time and still believe in. The best place in football to be is backed up on your own 1 yard line. It's the most difficult place for a defensive coach to have to defend. Why? Because he actually has 109 yards of grass back behind him, as well as the 53 yards across the field that he has to now defend. And he only has 11 bodies to defend that. So, in my opinion, it's the most difficult place in the world for a defensive coordinator to be, not for an offensive coach to be. So we would always train our players to say, when the ball rolled out on the 1-inch line and we had our backs backed up against the end zone, that's the greatest place to be. Get excited. And literally, I would have teams when the ball rolled out on the 1 yard line, they would say, "Hey coach, we're right where we want to be." And I would smile and laugh and say, "Yeah, absolutely." The defense now has 109 yards of grass to defend. And we can be aggressive and attack those 109 yards of grass because it's 99 yards to go plus the 10 yards of the end zone. So when you're looking for grass, that is one of the best places to be. When you're on the 1 yard line going in, a defensive coach literally can have an advantage. If they can win the battles up front, there's not much room for grass. There's only basically 10 yards of grass that's left. So they have to defend a smaller amount of grass. Now, obviously, you have a smaller area to go in order to be able to get a touchdown, in order to be able to win. But if you're looking for grass, think about it like this. If a defense lines up with two deep safeties, where is the grass? Well, the grass is obviously in the middle of the field between the two safeties. If the corners are hard, meaning that they're up close to the line of scrimmage, meaning that they're up close to the corner, let's say they're 5 yards off, there's obviously grass between the corner and the safety. If they're in a one linebacker, Mike linebacker with the Sam and the Will set outside the tackles, then there's obviously grass between the Mike and the Sam, and there's grass between the Mike and the Will. There's also grass between what I call a hold defender, which could be a strong safety, a nickel, a dime player, and wherever the cover corner is. If you're in a three-man front, then there's grass between the nose guard and the defensive end. So all of those are areas of grass that an offensive coach who simply is looking for grass can find. That can be with a pass play, and you run four verticals and they're in cover two, and you get past the corner and your inside receiver occupies the safety and a running back occupies the corner, the leverage on the corner, and you can throw the ball between the corner and the safety. That's an easy piece of grass to find. You're running a crossing route and you get over the top of the Mike linebacker, and before you get to the Will linebacker and before you get enough depth to get to the safety, there's a piece of grass right there. So that's how you find grass, simply by looking. Is you look at how the defense is lined up and you say, okay, on pre-snap, there's a piece of grass. Now you can look for grass in the run game by saying, we have five offensive linemen, they have five defenders in the box, and therefore, with the running back being the extra player, or even the quarterback as a runner being an extra player, we can either be at a plus one or even a plus two. If they have six defenders in the box and you only have five offensive linemen and all your receivers are out wide and you have one running back and the quarterback is not a runner, then they're going to basically outnumber you unless the running back is good enough to always win against the one defender. So there's not as much grass. If they have seven in the box and you only have five, then obviously, unless they're just horrendously horrible, then there is no grass inside the box. The grass is somewhere else. So when you're looking at the run game, you are either trying to get your numbers matched up to where you have at least as many guys to block as they have defenders to make the play. If you have a great running back, then sometimes they can outnumber you in the box. If the running back is always going to knock forward the final leftover defender, the final leftover player, or he's going to be able to make that guy miss. So the run game, as far as finding grass, is simple, yet can become complicated if you make it complicated. You can look on the outside on the perimeter and find grass. For example, if there is a run defender that is trying to play halfway in and halfway out of the box, then you can influence him And you can find grass and throw a bubble screen or a fast screen to your slot receiver. Those are ways that grass is very simply just there by alignment. So you can find grass on pre-snap by alignment, by how the defense lines up. That's why defenses try to disguise their alignment so that it's not easy. In other words, the defense will say, we're in a two-safety look with our corners up close, but on pre-snap or as the ball has snapped, right when the football is snapped, they change where the grass was. They take one of the safeties and they roll him down and he becomes a run defender or he becomes a flat defender. They take a corner that was up close that looked like he was in hard corner cover two and they roll him back into a deep third. There's all different ways that the defense can try to send you a mirage. Something that looks like what it was, but it actually wasn't that. So you can teach your quarterback on pre-snap to try to see where the grass is. Then he understands what the route concept was, what the route concept is. And very simply, he tries to take advantage of what the defense has done. But the defense isn't dumb. So the defense then begins to create false sense of security for the quarterback. They try to bait him into something by showing one thing on pre-snap. And then when the ball is snapped, they roll into something else. So looking for grass on pre-snap is a wonderful thing to do. But a lot of times you have to understand that a pre-snap look is nothing but a mirage. The best thing for a offensive coordinator to move into the second level of badassness is for him to create his own grass. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this short message.
You're listening to the Coach Tony Franklin Podcast.
Hey, you still curious about the badass OC training that's going on nationwide across this country? Learning to be the best offensive coordinator in football, having access to a video library with some of the best coordinators and play callers in the history of the game, learning to run the same play 10 different ways, having walkthroughs with Coach Tony Franklin, bringing your quarterbacks to participate, building your offense based upon your talent, not on some fantasy idea, having down and distance scripts. You're still interested in that? Remember, I'm traveling all over the country for the first time ever, and I am doing badass OC boot camps somewhere possibly near you. And if I'm not near you, check into seeing whether or not that you can be a host for this event yourself. Remember, email me, coachtf@gmail.com, and say, hey, Tony, I'm interested in your badass offensive coordinator boot camp training. And I'll get some information out to you immediately, or just go to coachtf.com, check out our testimonials and our badass OC training to see if we're coming near you soon. Take care. Back to the show. How do you create your own grass as an offensive coordinator? Well, there's several ways to do that. First of all, you can create grass by formation. Especially today with so many defenses because of so many schools being four wide tempo teams playing three man fronts where when you look out there, there is no grass. It's a three man front. The only grass is in the box running the football. Guys don't want to run the ball. They want to throw it every play. They want to be air raid this, air raid that, and there is no grass. So what a smart, badass offensive coordinator does is that he then creates his grass. I think Sean McVay did a really good job in the NFL for the first few years that he was there before everybody figured him out, is creating grass by squeezing the formation, by lining up his slot receiver right outside the tackle and lining up his wide out only 2 or 3 yards outside of the tackle. Now there was a problem. There was a problem for the defense. Was this guy releasing to go block in the box, which is what McVay did many times? You can see one of the greatest receivers in football, Cooper Kupp, going into the box to block linebackers, going into the box to block a safety that's coming down. So is that now treated as a big set, or is it still treated as a four wide set, as a spread set? How does the defense respond to that? Can they go into the box and crack block? Can they go in there and pick somebody so that the running back gets out free? Does that now prevent them from being in man coverage? Well, McVay, when he first started doing this, it was such a unique deal that most people didn't do it, that it gave him an advantage, and he took advantage of that. He was able to do a lot of play action that looked like something different that most of the NFL teams had not seen. Now the NFL teams have been watching it for a long time. They've got him figured out. It's not as big an advantage as it once was. How can you, as a high school coach, a middle school coach, how can you create grass when you're playing a three-man front? Very simply, you can take the same personnel, but you can line up in a big set. You can take the same personnel and you can line up in three running backs in the backfield with only one or two wideouts. You can also add offensive linemen. You can have 6 and 7 and 8 offensive linemen in a set in order to get one-on-one with a receiver. Because if you line up in 4 wide and 5 wide, you may spend the entire game and never get one-on-one. So in order to create grass for your best wideout, you may have to formation into a big set and run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, until they make you not run the football. Then when you get your one-on-one with your wideout, you can have an RPO that creates a 5-step post route, a 3-step slant route, a 1-step slant route, a snap route, a quick out, whatever you want to do, because you now have a one-on-one set. But you can't get that one-on-one in a 4-wide or a 5-wide set. The only way you get the one-on-one is by creating your own grass in a big set. How else do you create grass? Well, you can create grass in the run game with motion. You can create grass in the run game with misdirection. You can create grass with what I call wrong way runs. So they've got two linebackers in the box and you pull everybody to go to the left side. You have two pullers, or you have your offensive line all run stretched to the left side. But you have the running backs go right. Now you've created grass with a wrong way misdirection run. You've given the defense something to follow. If they hat read and they key read your offensive line, all the defenders go in the direction of the offensive line because normally that's where the ball is. But you, as a coordinator, have got a wrong way run with the running back either going on a quick pitch, an option route, or very simply, he's on the left side. All the offensive linemen run left, pull left, and you run a handoff to the right side. And basically, you're now only having to block on the perimeter. Or you line the running back up on the right side and you quick pitch toss it to him, but you have all the offensive linemen going the other way. You have now created grass. And you've done a good job as an offensive coordinator by creating grass with something that looks like one thing, but it's actually something else. You can create grass by being really good in the zone run game. But in order to be good in the zone run game, you actually have to move people. You've got to move them in one direction, and then you have to stay on those blocks and continue to push them in that direction, and then let the running back be really good with his eyes and his sight, find a crease, and then hit that crease. In the passing game, you can be a badass offensive coordinator in the passing game by creating your own grass. How do you do that? Go grab a safety. Let's say they're in a 2-safety look and it's nearly impossible to get behind the 2-safety look. Not really. You can do it with play action where the running, where the safeties are a little confused. They see a ball in the belly of a running back, and they begin their back pedal, but they're not flying backwards. Then you take an inside receiver, and that inside receiver runs 12 to 14 yards down the field, and he hooks up right in front of the safety. The outside receiver runs a post route behind that safety. because of the first look of a run game look, the second look of a 12 to 14 yard hook route, that safety bites on the hook, he stays on the hook, and you're able to grab that safety and run a post route in back behind him. You can also grab a safety and turn him outward. You got a two safety look. You get your inside receiver to get on that safety fast at around 12 to 14 yards. You get him to be influenced and to stick your foot in the ground and run a corner route, and that safety opens his hips. Now you can sneak an outside receiver or a running back down the middle of the field on a skinny post or a slow post route. You have created your own grass. And again, usually it will work better with play action. You can also create grass by running a double post versus a single safety. How do you run a double post? Take an inside receiver, get him on the free safety, flip his hips and turn his hips at 12 to 14 yards, and make it look like he's running a post to cross his face. You cross his face with the single post. Then you bring a double post in back behind him. The outside receiver stems the corner. He influences the corner, gets the corner to turn his hips outside, and then sticks a skinny post, which takes him behind the single safety look. Now you, as a badass offensive coordinator, have created your own grass with a double post call. And again, it's usually better with play action. You can also create your own grass with a linebacker. You can go and pull a linebacker out. You go stick your toe in the ground on an inside backer at 5 to 7 yards, and then you break it out, and then you run a crosser or a dig in behind him. And you've created, again, your own grass. You can create your grass even versus man coverage. With man coverage, you can create grass by running a bubble with your inside receiver, having the outside receiver release as if he's going to run a go route, take an outside release instead of an inside release. Then, when he's going down the field at 3 or 4 or 5 yards down the field, when he sees the soft coverage man defender, who's usually on the inside receiver, when he sees him break to defend the bubble, you then turn and block. The guy that's in man coverage on you follows you, and you have now created grass by having your man defender follow you, but yet you now crack the inside cover defender, and you have a home run shot on a little short bubble throw. You can also create your own grass in the RPO game by bringing a safety down. Safeties now make run play tackles at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage. You fit the ball in the belly. You block a power concept. You have down blocks and back blocks. And then you replace that safety coming down with either an outside receiver on a slant or an inside receiver on a replacement slant. You can also, when somebody plays Tampa 2, which you still see in the NFL a bunch, not as much in college, not as much in high school, but you can influence a Tampa 2 guy. How? By having a good, hard, strong run fake. Hold the Tampa 2 backer to get him back behind him. Or if you know that somebody on third and long, we got away with this against Oregon State back in 2014. They played a lot of Tampa 2 on 3rd and 7, 8, 9. We would very simply run the ball. The Tampa 2 linebacker would take off on pre-snap because he wasn't honoring the run, and we got a lot of cheap first downs on 3rd and long by just very simply not having to block that guy because he took off running. You can influence a 3 technique and get your own grass by flashing your hands and showing that it's going to be a block or a pass play, flash the hands, and then trap him with a backside lineman coming to trap him. And then you can also create your own grass with offensive linemen, forcing defensive linemen to believe it's a pass, showing their hands, taking a drop step, inviting them up the field, and then throwing a jailbreak screen or a slow screen. All of these are ways that you can do what the great Hal Mumme did, which is to find the grass. But if there ain't no grass, create your own grass. Create your grass with any of those methods that I just talked about. And you can then truly become a badass offensive coordinator, either by finding grass on pre-snap because it's easy and it's there, or by creating your own grass. Those are just a few of the ways to make yourself a badass OC by looking for and or creating your own grass on game day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.